Welcome to Studio Hockey.
Rumor has it the FIH will organize football tournaments in certain parts of the world and have the winners of these football matches qualify for the Olympic hockey tournament. Because you know, certain parts of the world don't have a strong hockey tradition just yet. And it would be so unfair to disallow these countries from participating in our hockey tournament for Tokyo 2020 or Paris 24. The only thing left to decide is if the Olympic Games in Paris 2024 will be played with a football or a hockey ball, and if teams should be mixed. They say the FIH will vote this during their next global congress in Qatar or something else. And by the way, in case you didn't know it already, when the decision for mixed teams is confirmed, the women in those teams will play with sticks, but the men with their feet. Without sticks. I'm told Hockey Australia will be testing and introducing these rules as of the 2020 Australian Hockey League. Yeah, the FIH is making a mess of it. By now, most of you will think either I've lost it or am exaggerating. And probably you're right. But still, let me walk you through what happened. Last night, I came across this tweet from The Hook, a well-respected Irish hockey blog. If you're not following these guys on Twitter yet, you should. Follow at Hook Hockey in just one word. The very nice guy behind The Hook is somewhat more moderate and diplomatic compared to me in his communication about, well, the mess created by the FIH. But let me explain what is happening here. So The Hook retweeted a tweet with a video from the FIH about the highlights of the Hockey Series Open Tournament being played in Vanuatu. I had to look it up myself, but Vanuatu is a couple of small islands in Oceania, somewhere between Australia and Fiji. The Hockey Series Open is the new name for what used to be the Hockey World League. So the event being played in Vanuatu, it's not just a friendly recreational event. It is the real thing. Winning means qualification for the Hockey Series Finals. And if you do well there, you get to play the Olympic qualifier for Tokyo 2020. Meaning the Hockey Series Open is the first step for possible qualification in the Olympics or the World Cup. Serious stuff. However, as clearly shown in the video tweeted by the FIH, they were not playing any hockey in Vanuatu these past days. They were playing hockey fives, which is a different sport. I know I've spoken out against hockey fives in the past, but whether you're a fan of hockey fives or not is irrelevant in this case. Would FIFA organize futsal events as a qualification for their Soccer World Cup? Would you be able to qualify to play for Wimbledon after winning a table tennis tournament? This is ridiculous. How do we expect the world and the IOC to take our sports serious if even the FIH, our own governing body, doesn't? As far as we know it, the Tokyo 2020 Games will still be an 11-a-side tournament. If not, some coaches and teams will be in for quite a surprise. So, how is it possible the FIH is allowing a 5-a-side event to be qualifying for an 11-a-side Olympic tournament? Yes, of course, the countries participating in this particular hockey series in Vanuatu, will know in the end they do not stand a chance to make it to the real Olympics in 2020. So, where is the harm of having these countries play hockey fives instead of real hockey, you might ask? Well, if we want our sports to remain Olympic and be taken serious by sports fans as well as sponsors from all over the world, we have to start by taking ourselves serious as well. Later this year, somewhere in October, Argentina will host the Youth Olympic Games. Another spin-off by the IOC marketing team to get a better return on investment for their Olympic sponsors. The third edition of this major event is the second time hockey will be represented by hockey fives instead of our traditional and Olympic 11-a-side game. FIH claims the previous edition in China was a big success for hockey fives. One can't help but wonder based upon which criteria, but okay. Even if we agree, a second and short format of the game could be a good idea to complement the real game of hockey, to help promote our sport in, for example, the urban scene of inner cities or those remote parts of the world where hockey is not known yet. It still amazes me the FIH felt they had to invent a completely new sport for this. With indoor hockey, we already have a format that fits all the requirements sports marketeers made up to justify the need for these so-called short formats of the game. Rebrand indoor hockey as hockey sixes. Keep all existing rules, but allow it to be played outside as well, on basketball fields or handball or multi-sport courts, which are easier to come by compared to the full-blown water-based artificial grass hockey pitches. And there you go, the ideal short format of the game. But one that already has a tradition and a legacy, not to mention an existing player base as well as fans and followers from all over the world. The most recent World Cup for indoor hockey saw Austria, that is not Australia but Österreich, take the title and, for example, Iran taking bronze. Countries that are not exactly known powerhouses of our traditional game of hockey today. And isn't that what FIH hopes to accomplish with this short format of the game? But it looks like even the FIH themselves do not know what they want. John Wyatt, FIH's new sports director, claims on the Youth Olympic Games website, "Hockey Fives has already proved very popular, and the FIH envisages that this exciting format will complement the 11-a-side game." To complement the 11-a-side game, he said, and that makes sense for a short format of our sport, even if I think it should be hockey sixes instead of hockey fives. But then you read a quote by his new boss at the FIH, Thierry Weil, CEO, who stated at his own website, "The Youth Olympic Games are a fantastic opportunity for the world to see the future of our sport." So he claims hockey fives is the future of our sports. And that, my friends, is not just one, but many bridges too far for me. So maybe the FIH should make up their mind first. Is hockey fives the future of our sport? Or is a short format of the game only just being promoted to complement our traditional game of hockey? That is a major decision to make, if not already made. And one of the reasons why I recently published an opinion piece entitled "The End of Hockey." Anyway, this weekend the Asian Games are starting, yet another major event in the world of hockey. The winner earns a seat at the table for Tokyo 2020. So the question remains, will they play a 5-a-side or an 11-a-side tournament? I think it might still be an 11-a-side tournament, but you never know. We'll have to wait and see. Meanwhile, enjoy hockey, whether you play it in a club or on artificial grass or with some friends on the street, whether you play some one-on-ones, 5 versus 5 or the regular 11 versus 11. Always enjoy your hockey. Thanks for tuning in to Studio Hockey. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and as always, enjoy your hockey. Bye-bye.